Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, the longest shutdown in Broadway history is over, for now. Three of the biggest shows in musical theater, The Lion King, Wicked, and Hamilton, resumed performances last Tuesday night, 18 months after being forced to close. Now, they were not the first to restart. Thank you, Bruce Springsteen, Passover, and Hadestown. But they are theatrical powerhouses, and their return to the stage is a legitimate signal. People are ready, said Julie Taymor, the director of The Lion King, and it's time. She made that announcement on opening night. Of course, this all happens with cautious optimism, but the good news is many more productions should be up within the next few months. And as I said last week, at least 10 are penned by playwrights of color. Now, one that is grabbing particular attention is Chicken and Biscuits, about a funeral disrupted by a family secret. It was originally running at the Queen's Theater, which I've never heard of. It's apparently near the UN, which had never before transferred a play to Broadway. Well, it is scheduled to start previews this week on September 23rd, and it's going to be at Circle in the Square. If all that isn't enough, the long-delayed Tony Awards are really on their way this time, and the ceremony has landed two impressive masters of ceremonies, Leslie Odom Jr. and Audra McDonald. Between them, they own a lot of trophies and nominations. That ceremony will cover some 4 hours, I believe, two networks, and take place September 26th, as in this coming Sunday, I believe. Meanwhile, off the Great White Way, hardly an appropriate name anymore, I caught the show at the Atlantic Theater Company, titled The Last of the Love Letters. This piece is essentially two monologues. The first by a black woman seemingly breaking up a relationship, albeit with mixed feelings, by making me everything you made me nothing. And then the set changes and we appear to be in a security cell of some kind where her former partner gives his side, well, sort of. The show runs 70 minutes. The two actors are excellent, but this one is difficult to fully comprehend or get your arms around. In the end, it seems to be a plea for artists, and hooray for that. And maybe even be in some dystopian universe. The Last of the Love Letters runs till September 26th. That's also this Sunday. I must say, on Saturday night when I went, the theater was only half filled and less diverse than you might expect. Theatrical offerings are still all over the place, and we continue to go back and forth between live and streaming, often at the same time, not unlike HBO Max putting up its new films on movie screens the same time they go on TV. 59 East 59 Theaters continues its streaming series with Django in Pain. That's D-J-A-N-G-O in Pain. This so-called tabletop show about the misfortunes and adventures of a man and a three-legged dog will be available to view on demand October 5th to the 19th. The play features original music and was created during lockdown. Django in Pain is staged on a small drafting table and employs a combination of puppetry styles and objects the playwright had available to him in his apartment. That's through 59's 59th. Then there is one at the Wild Project downtown New York called I Squeezed Really Hard. Here performer Anthony Misiano serves up a series of painfully funny, progressively more shocking true stories about his turbulent childhood and the modern broken home. A Dickensian journey, Misiano's tale takes viewers down an autobiographical road that makes us question what exactly we define as family. Again, you can check that out on the Wild Project site. And streaming for free starting Wednesday, the always amazing writer-actress Kate Hamill offers Badass Gal Boss Power Hour Mandatory Meeting. That one is streaming through Primary Stages. And stage to screen is back. Yes, such adaptations pretty much went away for a few decades, but that was before we hit a pandemic. This latest trend started with Hamilton, which won the Emmy last night for doing so, by the way. Now we have In the Heights, Come From Away, Dear Evan Hansen, and Tick, Tick, Boom. That one's directed by Lin-Manuel Miranda, the next to open. And Steven Spielberg's West Side Story is on the way for Christmas. And attention must apparently be paid to a young actor named Max Harwood, who had no professional credits, couldn't get into a drama school, and had been told that he should aim only for ensemble parts. Well, he apparently fills every frame of Everybody's Talking About Jamie, based on a West End musical that premiered on Amazon Prime Video. It is getting splendid reviews, as is that Max Harwood. A few notable obits of the week. The luminous singer-actress Jane Powell. Oh, who will ever forget Seven Brides for Seven Brothers and Royal Wedding? But after her movie career ended, musical theater became her home. She sang in supper clubs, toured in shows such as The Unsinkable Molly Brown and I Do, I Do, and she replaced Debbie Reynolds in the Broadway run of Irene. And then there was Elizabeth McCann, a theater producer who in a four-decade career won 9 Tony Awards and gave New York audiences more than 60 Broadway productions, including Equus, Amadeus, and Les Liaisons d'Angeleuse. She died of cancer last week in the Bronx. Liz McCann was 90. Finally, to end where we began with the hoped-for return to Broadway. They have to fill seats, and now is the time to go to Today Tix, T-I-X, and you will find seats for almost every show and for affordable prices. The Lehman Trilogy, which runs like 3.5 hours, offers $49 seats. Phantom for $29. Even Hamilton, I notice, has some for $149. And Jill, that's about $400 less than what used to be normal.
Maybe. Do you actually think, I'm curious, do you think that tickets, this is an opportunity, not for TKTS or TIX, but do you think this is an opportunity for prices to become more sensible?
I hope so. I talked to somebody who went to see Hamilton. He said every seat was taken. Hadestown is doing very well. I think, absolutely. I bet if you went to a ticket booth, which I might do Wednesday or one day just for the fun of it. I like doing that sometimes. I'll bet you could get almost every show. Sure, this is absolutely the time. I mean, these are big shows, you know, Phantom of the Opera for $29. This is absolutely the time.
Yeah, and I know that's great for audience. What I'm just wondering is, you know, what happened pre-shutdown was that the ticket price, and I remember this going back years ago, trying to get a ticket for the producers.
Right.
And it was really someone, you know, because, yes, there are people who are able to splash out $1 trillion for a ticket. What do they care?
Now, absolutely. And do I think it's going to last? I think, you know, Broadway is about one thing only. Yes, they want to give us pleasure. Yes, they want us to grow up loving theater. But it's about making money.
Right.
That's what Broadway is about. If these shows are not making money, they're going to close. I mean, I assume Passover is going to close very soon. And, you know, they didn't expect to, I don't think, or want to. None of them want to. Got to keep an eye on how long they, you know, the old goodies, oldies but goodies, they'll stay on. They've got their Disney audiences. They've got, but, you know, for these, especially these 10 shows that are going up that were written by Black, that are about the Black experience, you know, God bless them. But, boy, I certainly hope they do well, and they're certainly affordable. I don't know if Ike and Tina Turner, is Tina coming back? I think it is, but I haven't seen any promotions for Tina. We have Diana coming, the princess. I don't know. We're going to know so much more in the next 2 months leading up to the holidays. And, you know, it's basically about tourism. And if we don't have tourism, are there enough New Yorkers? Are there enough New Jerseyites to come in and buy tickets? I don't know. But
how long after the World Trade Center 9/11? How long before travel started up again?
Yeah, it's a really good point. I would say that was at least a couple months.
It took a bit. Anyway, long short. It took a bit. So there is possibility. I've just, you know, history does not always repeat, but that's...
Well, that had different issues. That was people were afraid to get on planes then because of terrorism. Now they're afraid of getting on planes for the other reason.
But at least the same common denominator. People were afraid to blank.
They were afraid, and fear is what gets in the way. And there's fear among Broadway producers right now, trust me. To Kill a Mockingbird, I assume, will do well with its cast. But we'll see. I mean, that's one worth watching as well. It's a drama. I don't know. It doesn't need to do well. That one's already made enough money. And a lot of these shows have national tours about to start. So they're in good shape. It's the new stuff that's coming that's really going to be worth watching. And that doesn't include The Music Man, which I assume is going to do just fine.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.